Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Duncan Larcombe suggests that one of the motivating factors in the firm's decision not to release the finding of a bullying inquiry involving Meghan Markle is due to fears it could spark a war of words with the Sussexes. Meghan and Harry previously slammed the royal family during an interview with Oprah Winfrey. The former royal editor of The Sun and author of Prince Harry, The Inside Story, said, "I think the reason they are not publishing any of this is because the palace is running scared of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. I think they know that if they publish the report, the next thing that will happen potentially is for Harry and Meghan to play the victim and go on Oprah and cause another world of pain." Interestingly, the book does not currently appear on the list of upcoming releases from its publisher. Speaking on GB News, Daily Express Online's assistant head of social, Pandora Forsyth, discussed the upcoming memoir and claimed the reason for the delay could be due to a potential surprise in the form of a big launch. Ms. Forsyth said, "This has been going on for, well, a couple of years now. It's supposed to be released in autumn. On the marketing publishing list, we do see the books which are coming out, but it's nowhere to be seen. Maybe there's a surprise in there for a big launch, a big Hollywood launch." She also notes that the delay could be due to legalities, adding that because no confirmation has officially been made, that it may still go out in autumn. Ms. Forsyth said, "I can imagine it's going through with a very, very fine-tooth comb. Harry doesn't want to annoy the Queen too much. She's been through quite a lot. We do know that anything he does say, you know, journalists will be all across it." YouTube commentator Neil Sean says, "Harry and Meghan might be worried Lilibet will be written out of royal history." Mr. Sean said, "According to that good source, it appears that both Harry and Meghan feel their daughter is going to be rewritten out of history. This is because, if you think about it logically, when are they next going to return? When will the opportunity be there to have a formal portrait with our gracious monarch? And at 96 years old, they have to look logically at that. So will their daughter, Lily, ever truly get to meet her great-grandmother again? The fact that they decided to release that picture of their daughter to the world was simply a kickback to say, here she is, this is what you've been missing out on." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Piers Morgan is excited about his new column in The Sun. The column is called Uncensored, and Piers shared a preview which, to no one's surprise, talked about Meghan Markle. "Effectively, I was censored at my previous job and told to apologize to Meghan Markle for an honestly held opinion, which obviously I wasn't going to do. Pushy little Princess Pinocchio tried her utmost to cancel me, and she will be in for a very unpleasant surprise when I emerge, like Lazarus from my den. It was a pretty bruising experience on Good Morning Britain, but I'm now working somewhere where I'm free to express my opinions. People are sick of being told what to find funny, how to dress, what to drink, how to behave, what books they can read, what movies they can enjoy. The woke brigade have a narrow, humorless, draconian view. It's a form of fascism. The woke worm is turning, and Sun readers are sick and tired of being told what to do or think. I want to single-handedly lead the charge around the world to end cancel culture. Every time Meghan and Harry try to pull a fast one on the royals, I'll be there to hold them to account. But mainly, I want to express what Sun readers are thinking, and no topic is off limits." Pierce is also not a fan of Prince Andrew. "I found him quite dull, and he's always treated the media with lofty disdain," he says with a huff. "His constant refusal to subject himself to an FBI interview under oath is looking increasingly damning. The whole situation is frankly scandalous. If he thinks he can sit this out and restore his position in public life, then he's living in cloud cuckoo land. His situation is more damaging to the monarchy than Meghan and Harry. He's damaging the royal family with every day that passes." Pierce also interviewed himself and asked himself a question about Meghan Markle. Pierce: "Do you have a message for Meghan now if she's reading this?" Pierce: "Nope, she can read anything I have to say to her in my forthcoming Sun columns like everyone else." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.